Call to order the City of Aurora Budget Committee meeting on Thursday, May 23rd. Stuart, you want to do a roll call?
Sure. Especially if you want to do it.
Okay.
I'm trying to get that's not.
All right. But you better mark them for me.
I will do it.
Present.
Councilor Berard not with us. Councilor Mercedes Rosen Feely not with us yet. Councilor Roper
here.
Councilor Belize
here.
Member Boyd. Member McLaren
here.
Member Mikulik. Member Schaefer
here.
All right. Everyone has hopefully had a chance to review the consent agenda minutes from the last meeting. Get through that if you haven't, and take a motion to approve that consent agenda.
Make a motion to pass the consent agenda.
Second.
In favor of approving the consent agenda?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed? Passes. All right. Visitors' comments. Are there any visitors that would like to speak today? Visitors would like to speak, so we will move forward with the review and discussion of the proposed fiscal year 2024-2025 budget document.
So there are a few changes to the document. I've outlined them here. They're also highlighted in yellow on the new. Do you want to be?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Good, I'll get it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. They were kind of hidden away.
Those two, Gary.
Did you get one, Gary?
Copy of the budget?
Yeah,
Gary's
got one.
Oh, you got one? Okay.
Yeah.
You want to go over the changes? You want me to do this?
Well, I can go over them when we get
okay.
to those individual spots if you would like.
So, would you like me just to go page by page?
Yes, and we'll
just
what we do.
Ask if we have questions about any of the pages?
Sure.
All right.
That sounds great. Thank you.
We'll start with page one of the general fund and go through that. Any questions about anything on page one?
How do we increase the available cash on hand by 80,000? Is there a significant reason?
Because I'm anticipating that our ending fund balance is going to have increased, and there probably was a little short on my ending fund balance for the end of fiscal year 2023. Let me check that out.
Just carry forward then from
right. It yes.
Okay.
Yes. So what should have been carried over in the adopted budget year was 601,000.
Okay.
Yeah. But I never know for sure what it's gonna be. So
thank you.
Sure.
Other questions about page one?
I just have a general question. It's listed here and then it's listed in another page. And it's scholarships, grants, and donations,
mm-hmm.
which, and I saw it on, let me go where I saw it.
There's a budget, Mercedes.
I guess what I'd like to know is, then we have it also under Aurora Colony Days, donation sponsorships. I guess from my perspective, and I get that Aurora Colony Days would have its own sponsorships, you know, because mm-hmm. they go after those sponsorships. But what does that line item represent? Like, does it represent a contribution to the Aurora preparedness for 2500? What does it represent?
No, it represents, so for the last 5 years has it been, we've received grant money from Marion County, a specific amount each year. That, and so I just put put a broad name on that line item so it would cover anything that did happen to come in. But what it has represented for the last three budget years that are here, plus this year, is coming from Marion County.
Okay, so it's actually...
So it's a specific grant.
It's a specific grant mm-hmm. that we receive. So we've been getting 15. Has Marion County indicated that we're going to get more?
Yes.
Yes. The 60 that they said we're going to get.
Well, 60. We're going to take the three-year option so that we can do... It's going to go for lights downtown.
Mm-hmm. If we can.
If we can.
We're approved for that. So they increased it to $20,000 a year for 3 years. And so we will either get $20,000 or we are going to apply to get the full amount in 1 year. And that would be the $60,000.
But if everybody asks for it, then they won't do it.
Right. It would, I think, for me, be helpful. It wasn't listed as scholarships, grants, and donations because it feels like that's not the best description.
It's a grant.
It is a grant, but it's pretty generic. And if this is very specific to Marion County, then it feels like...
But if we want to give to $1,000 to the school like we did before,
that
would come out of that fund because we would be able to do that with that money.
So if that pot of money that we get, we can use it for...
Use it for quite a few things. Yeah, so it's not like limited, but...
I see.
So we want to be able to...
Well, this year we need to be more specific.
Right.
When we're asking.
With it.
Full amount. Okay.
Mayor, so, I've got something for you to sign on through.
Yeah, for that. So. Yeah.
If I were to really break down every line item so it only... applies to one item, the budget would be like 120 pages. Why I just try to condense and I always have the information, I always have where it's coming from.
Right, but totally yeah. Get that. And I totally get that's the line item that we could support other organizations. So I'll think about that a little bit. Just because I'm still, it still feels a little too generic for me. And I know we want to keep it broad, but at the same time, if I were somebody in the community, I would have no idea unless called in. And maybe as we've seen, there isn't everybody in here tonight. So, but we can move on.
Okay. Any other questions about the items on page one? If not, we can move on to page two. This is general fund continued. Any questions about page two?
What's the $11,000 in capital outlay for parks?
That will be on page seven. Page two is just a... a summary of all the accounts and they're broken down into
maintenance or mowing.
I got it. I see it now. Thank you.
Okay. Need to page three if there's no other questions. Starts with administration. Any other questions about page three? Continue to page four, community development of the general fund. This is where one change was, line 27 was reduced because some two recent payments were made.
Yes.
Any other notes
yes,
about that one?
Sorry.
Any questions about page four?
Where is the 2500? Is it the emergency management equipment? Is that the 2500 for emergency preparedness group?
No, we don't have a line item for emergency preparedness group.
So is it embedded in the contributions and donations? Is that where it's embedded?
No.
It's revenue sharing.
No. If
revenue sharing.
Since they're a separate entity, they can come and ask for a contribution, and that would come from the revenue share funds.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, page 5. General Fund, Municipal Court. Forward, any questions about page 5? Page 6, public facilities of the general fund. Questions about that? Okay. Page 7, park requirements in the general fund.
What equipment do we have for the parks? That 11,000, what does that represent?
So that represents a percentage of a back trailer that we're purchasing. Every fund is contributing to that. And the portion for that the park is contributing, I think, is not that much.
11.
Yeah, but I think another percentage.
Do we, and maybe it's located somewhere else, do we provide any financial support to our Parks Committee for projects that they are working on? I mean, yeah, I saw
they have applied for grants through us and have been supported by staff.
Okay, so everybody has to apply for a grant.
No, I mean, they went outside. There were grants available outside.
Okay, so yeah. But
and they
we don't have, I guess this is a little different for me because it feels a little bit like if you're a committee of the city, that there would be, and maybe I'm not looking in the right place, but there would be that committee, they would know, here's a budgeted item for you to use.
They have done that in the past, like come in at the budget process and said, we want, you know, $5,000 to do this project.
Yeah.
And then it gets, then we plan around that. But I don't
And even if they had asked, it's not assigned to the committee. There's not a budget line item for the committee. For example, you know, we're doing the economic opportunities analysis. So that's not assigned to Planning Commission. There's no line item in here. It's,
right.
No.
I guess I'm very interested on the Parks Committee and some of the work they're doing. And when I was looking at the Parks Master Plan, there's been no recent movement on some of the items listed in it. And I thought, well, they're challenged even meeting, having a place to meet. And so I'd like to see something designated to support them, to see steps in the master plan. Primarily, I'd like to see steps towards a water fountain area that is in the master plan. And that takes planning, that takes review. And so I know that the Parks Committee will...
A water fountain or a water...
Splash
thing?
Yeah, it's in the master plan.
Those are like...
Those are expensive.
$400,000 or $500,000 or more.
They are, but
and they
but
use
you,
a lot of water.
Yeah, and they use a lot of water. But you got to start somewhere with
but
the plan.
Yeah. So see the line 30, that Aurora Mills Park project. See in the past, like see in the 21-22 year, they've asked for money for something in that project.
Well, then I guess I'm asking as an Aurora City Councilor who has a strong passion for parks. That I would like to have money designated in our budget for moving towards planning around the parks master plan.
The parks should ask. Parks needs to propose it and say what they want to work on and make that suggestion.
The parks can, but as a city councilor, I can too.
Sure.
And I'm in the budget committee, so that is allowed. I checked all this out before I walked in here, of course. But so that's what I'm saying is I feel like this is an important item to the livability of this community, and I would like that consideration.
How much money?
I'm thinking $5,000 just to, and I'm just looking at like what other communities have done in terms of just reviewing the plan, figuring out what item they want to start at to start to implement. I mean, I would see this as like, it's not going to happen overnight, but at least feel that, okay, you have some money, let's go find the right
people to look at what it would take. And if it's not realistic, then we know and we update that master plan because it may not be realistic. But if there's a way to get there through contributions and donations and grants, then I'd like to see some of that work move forward.
So of that 11,000, 6,000 is what is designated for the 10% portion of the back truck trailer, we're leaving another 5 there.
In the equipment and projects? Mm-hmm.
Because I always try to leave a little bit there every year anyway.
Okay, well, as long as it's recognized that I like to go talk to the Parks Committee and it's recognized that it will be to support the Parks Master Plan work, then I'm fine with it staying there.
But the specific use of it would be approved by council later.
Right. Yeah. That would be.
But so we're not committing to that now.
No. Especially since we don't have any representation.
I totally get it. But I think I just want an acknowledgement that 5,000, they may just need 3,000 for all I know. I don't know, but that we can look at that plan and start to designate where we want to move some of these items forward.
Just, you know, the committee needs to come forward.
I totally agree.
We've never denied anybody any money.
I totally agree with you, but I want to advocate for the Parks Committee.
And that's great, but.
And the parks, and our community parks. And when you drive by today and there's a baseball game and there's kids playing,
you
can't help but think, what a wonderful facility we have here. And how do we continue to invest and enhance it? So that's where I'm coming.
Well, there's $100,000, right?
We're saving money to replace the kids' playground down there.
Yeah.
And we've been saving for 5 or 6 years. So
you mean the one under the tree, not the one by the bathrooms, right?
Well, all of it.
All of it. Okay.
New equipment for that, so it's a little outdated.
Yeah,
but some of it needs replaced. Some of it's rusting.
Some of it's pretty, just not current.
Yeah.
A multi-year plan to
move that up. And so one of Mark's pet peeves is to make that fund. So he was the one that instigated that way back. So,
right.
We're working on that.
Okay.
Are we okay with that staying at 11,000?
Yes.
5,000 potentially available. Yeah. Okay. Any other questions about page 7? We'll move forward to page 8. And with the general fund, consisting of City Hall building or Colony Days fund, street storm fund. Any questions about page 8?
No, but there, see that $100,000? That's the reserve for the park equipment.
That's the park equipment, playground equipment. Line 33.
Yep. Great. Continue to page 9. The Aurora Calling Days Fund. Any questions about page 9? Continue to page 10. Continue with the Aurora Calling Days Fund. Questions about page 10? No, we'll continue to page 11. Any questions about page 11? And to page 12. Street and Storm Operating Fund. About page 12. We'll continue to page 13. Any questions about page 13? We'll continue to page 14. Questions on page 14? Need a page 15. Any questions on page 15? This is the street reserve fund. No questions. We'll continue to page 16. Street and storm drain system development charges. Questions or comments on page 16? Hearing none, we'll go to page 17. This is our water operating fund.
Ask, is the web payment convenience fee, is that for people who pay online?
Yes.
So they don't have to pay the fee themselves, we pay it?
We pay $3.50, that's about half of what we're charged.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So then they pay the other half. Is that because I don't think
I'm sorry. They pay a flat $3.50, and then we're just billed according to all of the different cards that are used and
yeah.
All of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So to pay it online, then
yeah, it's for the
mm-hmm. one. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then,
so in the resources, it's you know what I expect to get paid, you know, for what I expect to get paid from that.
Mm-hmm.
In the expense side, it's how much I expect.
Okay. So the cost of the billing, like the, did I miss it? Maybe I'm, oh, it's on the next page. Okay, forget it. It's on the next page. I got it.
Questions on page 17? We'll continue to page 18. The water operating fund continued.
So Mary, where's the cost for them reading the meters and billing us for the water?
What kind of personnel?
Salaries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's $104,000 for them to read the meter and bill us?
For
who reads the meters? City employees or a contractor?
City employees read meters.
Yes.
We break down each of the time allotted to each of the different operations to justify the salary
right.
for each and every person.
Okay.
So on a time, kind of a time basis.
Yeah. Have we ever considered going for an RFP for that?
So it's six times a year for the most part.
Right.
And it's pretty darn easy right now since we installed all the radio read. Meters.
They just drive by.
They just drive by.
They just drive by.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have to open the meter.
It's all electronic.
Get out. It's just
right.
And then
great. I didn't know that Aurora had that.
We have all that.
It interfaces very nicely with our billing, and it's like a day process to get everything going, and then the next day they're milled out.
So once a week or twice a week,
uh-huh.
when they drive by,
yeah.
we can tell instantly who has a water leak, and we'll contact them.
Yeah, it was a nice thing for them.
It's
yeah.
really good. And I don't know how many of you know this. I started my career with the utility as a meter reader, so I'm very familiar with meters. Mary knows that. And so my other question is, what is the additional... Do we know what the additional cost would be if we went to monthly billing?
No, we don't.
We haven't looked at that. We just doubled postage and paper and envelope stock
and time.
Yeah.
Time for
I think Tammy did break that all down at one point because
somebody asked that a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Maybe every other month or as well, so we kind of have one month doing that, then so it's offset, so it just we have six and six
mm-hmm.
for the year, and so it just makes a little bit less for her to just have to be toggling both at the same time each month.
She's talked with lots of the people that have an issue with everything, and she's very happy to take $60 a month from the person that gets $128 for every 2 months.
Yeah.
And so she does work that out
okay.
with those people, so
okay.
they don't have to keep their money. So she's, you know, we're very open to things. But,
okay, I wasn't sure.
But we're not jumping on every two, you know, every month process.
And we do have people that just have their bank automatically send a check every month. And we try to let people know that obviously that's an option, and maybe we can get it out in the newsletter again to just remind people that, hey, if you want to, you can.
I think that would be helpful because I don't think people know that. Yeah, I think that would be helpful because not everybody is fortunate enough to be able to pay in full every month. And
most of those people have come forward.
Good. That's great to hear.
That's we work with anybody.
Yeah. Okay, that's great to hear. I just about fall over when I get my bill, especially summer months. I'm like, oh, I'm just always like wondering where to be.
With flowers due to you.
Well, but at least, you know, I knowingly know that.
Yeah.
But there are people who don't have that benefit. So I think it'd be helpful if we put something in there that, especially because we are coming into higher, I think, water use with the summer. It'd just be a good reminder that if they have any questions, they can come in and talk to the staff so that they feel like they don't, you know, they have an option to work out something here in the office.
Any questions, comments about page 18? Well, we'll continue to page 19. Requirements for water operating, detailed requirements. Questions about the detailed requirements on page 19?
How often do they test the water?
Mark, how often is the water tested? I just paid a bill today to them.
That's for what?
For chemicals or breakabilities.
So it's tested twice a month for bacteria.
Okay.
You're talking drinking water?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's tested twice a month for bacteria. Every year we send out the CCNRs, which also show all of the testing that was done throughout the year. So you should have recently received that.
Just got that in your newsletter and your water bill.
Perfect. Thank you.
Any other questions, comments about page 19? Well, continue to page 20. Questions about page 20. We'll continue to page 21. Reserve fund, the water reserve fund on page 21. Any questions or comments?
How much of that will be consumed by the new well? And
every dime.
Okay. Just a second.
Well,
the project's detailed.
About $890,000 for just the well.
Okay.
Yeah, well, replacement, yeah.
Other questions or comments on page 21? Right, we'll continue to page 22. We have a few changes on there. Mary, do you want to cover those changes?
Mercedes, will you help me explain why we did what we did? Why I did what I did with the special bond fund and the two large grant funds?
Are you on page 22?
Updated. Okay. These all tie in together.
Yeah.
Page 22, page 29. And page 35.
Okay, so 22, 29, 35?
Yep.
Okay. So, the general rule with bond proceeds, like when we put them into our savings account, if we earn more interest on them than we pay, then we have to give that to the federal government. That's called a rebate. Okay. So, there are spending schedules that if you meet certain spending schedules, then you get to keep the rebate. That's the interest, the excess interest. And so in order to meet, we're in a very fortunate position to really meet these payment schedules pretty easily because we can spend the bond dollars first on the wastewater and water projects. Then we can get those dollars reimbursed from our ARPA grant. But the spend down for timing purposes of the bond is the first spend. So even though we're going to reimburse it with the ARPA funds and get the bond money back, we'll have spent it for the time frame, which will enable us to keep the rebate. And then the rebate, we can only use it for the projects. And so that was why we removed.
That's in here, right?
The prior version of the budget you had showed a $50,000.
Oh, I hadn't removed that yet.
Okay, so we will be removing that tonight.
Yes, we will.
There's a, you'll point us out when we're on the right page.
Yes, I will.
There, what it shows on the bond fund is like that we're going to make interest and then we're going to take a chunk of that interest, $50,000, and pay it towards the bond itself.
So on page 31.
We can't do that so simply.
Just found out today. Can't do that.
So we're removing that line item. But we intend to the spend down schedule, so we should be able to keep the rebate and use that towards the bond projects themselves. That helps?
You understand yes, that,
thank
Gary?
You did a much better job than I was. It was hard. It was not easy, but I...
It's not easy.
Not easy. All that. That's very complicated.
Well, it seems also very arbitrary. So we're going to spend the bond dollars first and we're going to spend them last.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we can benefit from the rebate, yeah.
Any other questions or comments on page 22 or about those changes? We'll continue to page 23. So special fund water system development charges. Questions or comments about page 23? Hearing none, we'll continue to page 24, your operating funds. Questions or comments about that? Hearing none. Continue to page 25. Sewer operating fund requirements. Any questions or comments about 25? Hearing none, we'll continue to page 26. Current detailed requirements for the sewer operating fund. Yes. Any questions or comments about page 26? Hearing none, we'll continue to page 27. Requirements for the sewer operating fund. Questions or comments about page 27? Hearing none, we'll continue to page 28. Reserve fund, it's the sewer reserve fund. Any questions or comments about page 28? Hearing none, we'll continue to page 29. Special fund resources and requirements, the wastewater treatment facility project. Any questions or comments about page 29? Changes on here related to what we discussed earlier?
Yes.
Any questions about those changes or anything else on page 29?
So Mercedes, then next year, when the bond has been activated, we should see something to be numbers then on this page for the resource and requirements like taxes collected in your levy. Is that where that would go when we start collecting?
No.
No, it doesn't.
No, okay. There's a specific geo bond fund.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Where the taxes are levied and all of the payments come in.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Questions or comments about page 29? Hearing none, we'll continue to page 30. Resources and requirements for the sewer system development charges. Questions or comments about that? None. We'll continue to page 31.
Okay, so
this where line 3, 50,000.
Gotta remove.
So,
there's a lot going on because we're ending one bond this year.
Woohoo!
Paying that one off and yep. Starting a new one.
So this is the first change. We'd have to note that line 3 should be 0.
Is yep.
Yes.
That's going to be okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we've noted that. Other questions or comments about page 31? Hearing none, we'll continue to page 32, the reserve fund for the park reserve fund. Questions or comments about the park reserve fund on page 32?
Can we go back to page 31 again for just 1 second? I just want to note, because it's not real clear here, is how much will be levied to be able to make those payments. And so it's up on the top right corner, right under City of Aurora. So since I'm taking that 50,000 away, it's gonna jump that up 50,000.
The 366 number?
Yeah.
Yes.
Four something.
416?
Yeah, that number would have 416.
And the bond payment amounts are our best estimate at this time. We will hopefully before the hearing at council know what the amounts will be.
It's after.
Oh, it's after, you're right.
It's after selling the bond.
It.
But it's okay. This line should be estimated too, but also. Right.
The guess,
mm-hmm.
What our right. Interest rate's going to be.
Kind of,
yeah.
It'll flow
yeah.
Through the whole.
Yeah.
Thing.
Well, we're getting a. We're getting evaluated for our rating.
Hopefully.
As of now.
Probably look,
we just had those meetings
good.
This week. So they're in the process of
oh,
so
that on June.
That's going to determine
yeah.
What the rate's going to be when they sell it, which yeah. Is going to be.
Going to help.
It's going to help.
I'm going to determine it.
Well, it's definitely going to help if we have an excellent rating.
Apparently, the insurer's rating matters a little bit more. Insurers.
Okay. Insurers. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Okay.
Thank you.
It's a guess.
If us getting pursuing the rating is like the difference of like 10 cents per thousand over the life of the bond. This is quite a bit with money.
Yeah, it is.
Page 32. Any questions or comments about the Park Reserve Fund?
Or just,
this will be the last time you'll
yeah.
See this fund in here as soon as that drops off. We did not renew it. Let's continue that.
Okay. Continuing to page 33. Special fund, the park system development charges. Questions or comments about the park system development charges on page 33? None. We'll continue to page 34. The City Hall Building Fund within the special fund. Any questions or comments about the City Hall Building Fund on page 34?
Mercedes, are we still looking to reimburse the demolition and defense?
That's the 90
bonds
yeah. On there?
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, there was a question mark. And I think that had to do with our equity interest in it. I mean, you know, but it's kind of, I would
leave it on.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, we don't have to do it.
Yeah, that's
okay.
That $90,000. What we're talking about is that $90,000 is a reimbursement for past work in connection with that lot over there. It's reimbursable from bond proceeds. And that reimbursement may or may not actually occur.
Yeah.
But if
line?
It occurs, it's...
Which line is that?
Line 5.
Five.
Yeah, with $90,000. Okay.
But it's really just an internal transfer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other comments or questions about the City Hall Building Fund on page 34? Hearing none, we'll go to the last page, page 35, special projects bond within the special fund. And these were the last changes.
Line
6 and 7. And lines 16 through 19 had some changes.
And line 21 will be 0.
Line 21 will be 0. Any other comments, questions about page 35? Hearing none, that is the complete budget for next year. Two changes only on page 31, line 3 will be $0. Page 35, line 21 will be $0.
Yeah, and the first of those pages will flow through all the way down the budget.
Okay.
Yes, if it's larger expense.
And then just wait to talk to the go out and get those numbers come back.
We could do that at the hearing.
Then decide.
Since we don't have a final number.
Okay.
I guess.
So cybersecurity insurance. Seems to be a big part of our bond rating.
Oh, yeah.
So I sent you that writer.
Mm-hmm.
So we have 50,000 in coverage. We can go to 5,500, 1 million.
Do you know what the cost of that is?
We don't yet.
Okay.
But we should probably increase that.
Yeah.
So I also...
Are you sensitive about this topic?
Yes.
Yeah, just a little.
Very, but...
I also just sent the email I've been waiting all day to send with the answers to the questions, and Mark got right back to me. Mark Weber.
Okay.
Got right back to me, and I mean, we're looking... He's
we got a policy?
Yeah, he's got, you know, everything detailed on there.
Oh, to get the insurance rate, they probably want to know.
So the second piece, I think... We will ask you, probably you, Spearhead Charles, is working with IT on a cyber security policy, but that's not to do with budget. But if we can tell the bond rating people,
mm-hmm.
we've got.
And he might have actually written that in there.
Okay.
What their steps are and what they use and all of that.
Okay.
So I think. I'm sorry, I didn't send that out.
No, I saw that you emailed, but I hadn't got a chance to read it. Okay,
yeah.
So then the other thing, the cost-wise, it affects the budget. So we can call insurance and we can get estimates on those increased liabilities, but that would affect this budget.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's this person called arbitrage evaluator or adjuster. Anyway, they're the ones that do the calculation that makes sure we get to keep the rebate. They gave us a list of those people today, and I'm sure they come with a fee. So we can call and get estimates on that. So the point is, I guess, that we can make those changes at council, or we can come back after we get those numbers.
So let me try and explain that back to you. I think what you're saying is the more insurance we have for cybersecurity, the lower our bond interest rate is going to be, and therefore it might actually save the city money by buying more insurance as opposed to just telling them it is what it is and having them go, well, it doesn't meet the latest and greatest modern standard, and therefore we have to pay higher rates on our bond.
It's also protecting us.
Yeah. Yeah, it just seems like it's definite. I don't know how, like, they won't tell us, like, this is the determinative piece of your rating, right? But it's definitely a factor that they keep repeating over
yes.
and over and over again and keep asking us even when we answer them. So,
okay, Charles, you've got a job.
So, Mary can call.
Well, I can print out I've already got Gustafson. He's said he could work something up, but he said it might take a week or two.
Okay. So that would just affect this budget.
And that would affect the insurance line in each of the operating funds and the general.
So that one, and then the arbitrage adjuster, I don't know what their fee
no
would
idea.
Be.
Well, let me ask Mary.
Oh, no.
So if somebody comes to you in a week or two and says, hey, we need $25,000 for cyber insurance, how would you manage that?
Right now?
Yes.
I would look to see if I have any balances left over in my insurance fund, because we pay that once a year. We pay that pretty much right at the beginning of the year. So I'd see if I had anything there. You know, there are ways to use that. I mean, if I had office supplies, if I had, you know, it's all materials and operations, or materials and supplies.
Okay.
So I have a bucket of money for materials and supplies. I can't go over that whole bucket. That whole bucket is the bottom line on each of these materials and supply sheets.
Okay.
So yes, line items are important, but they're not the finite.
Right. So if you look under,
I juggle a lot.
Right. And if you look under your mattress, you could find the money. It may mean that later on in the fiscal year, something we had hoped to get, we're not going to get.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's life of zero sum budget.
So are there any changes that we would need to make to a proposal tonight to take those?
No, not necessarily, because even if we get the answers, we can do it at town meeting.
We can change that.
If we know the answer, then.
Yeah.
But it's just those two items.
So it's good to know that budget are coming.
Yeah. Just going to need a little time for them to respond with,
yes,
what the cost of increasing cybersecurity insurance.
Mm-hmm. This is not something we do every day, selling a bond. It's unbelievable.
It's very complicated.
It's been,
very
it's a road.
It's a, like a mountain.
Yeah. Well, I didn't say it's a road. Like up a mountain.
It's a road for Brian. It's a mountain for you.
The learning process. You have a question over there?
Yeah, and I was wondering if there is still $2,500 in the budget for Aurora emergency preparedness for a couple generators, a chainsaw. We still have some new people who moved into the city, so I need to make up some more red folders to hand out to them, which requires quite a few copies that I need to make. So I was wondering if there was still the $2,500 in the budget that we would be able to get.
So again, that would probably come from revenue share funds. We kind of like to keep something for emergencies here.
Mm-hmm.
And so that request would again come before council for revenue share funds.
After we pass the budget,
mm-hmm,
and everything is good, then you guys can come with a proposal to ask for the $2,500.
Okay.
Just like you did last year.
Okay.
That's kind of how that works.
And during the hearing, you can certainly, because we will have a hearing on the use of those funds, you can mention that.
Okay.
You want to do that now?
That next? The budget.
Yeah, unless there's other questions about the budget. That's next on the agenda, the public hearing for the revenue share funds.
So yeah, close this meeting.
Yep. Any other questions? Hearing none, the meeting for the City of Aurora Budget Committee. All right. Now